Most people working in a newborn intensive care unit have some type of advanced medical degree, but one employee at the Children's Hospital at Providence in Anchorage has a very different set of qualifications. Ginny Schaefer spent more than 3 months in the NICU as a parent with her daughter, who was born at 23 weeks. Now she helps other families through one of the most stressful times of their lives as a parent navigator. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
A mini chalkboard outside Emily Bresler's NICU room playfully charts her escape attempts from the hospital. Her mom, Liz, says she's come close to going home at least a dozen times in the last 4 months.
Someone would come in the room and they'd say, well, you could probably be out of here in 2 weeks. She's doing good right now. And then at the end of 2 weeks, something would happen. I called them her little medical temper tantrums. And it was just enough to keep her here.
Emily had her first medical temper tantrum the day after she was born, a hearty 8 pounds, 1 ounce in Fairbanks. She started vomiting, couldn't poop, and was medevaced to the Providence NICU in Anchorage. Emily was diagnosed with Hirschsprung's disease, which affects the colon. She needed surgery, 3 in all, to be able to pass stool. Bresler's husband had to stay home in Fairbanks, caring for the couple's 3 other young kids.
I kind of keep my sanity by cracking jokes, and we make the best signs. Emily's got one that says, kiss my little red wagon, and if you wake me, you take me, and it's great to have that lightness.
The other half of that we Bresler is talking about is NICU parent navigator Ginny Schaefer.
If I can make her smile with a sign, then we're going to make as many signs as possible.
Schaefer has also helped Bresler find a spot for her espresso machine, a vital piece of equipment when your home is a hospital room. And then there's the tougher stuff. Schaefer is someone Bresler can talk to when Emily has a surgery or a setback. She also helps Bresler advocate for Emily's unique care needs with doctors. Schaefer says each family needs help in different ways.
I want to walk into a room and I want somebody to see that there's somebody that's going to help them and it's just their needs, you know, that I'm looking to support.
10 years ago, Schaefer was the one who needed support. She was 23 weeks pregnant with twins, a boy and a girl, when she felt funny and went to the hospital. Her tiny babies were born 5 hours later. Her son Bryson experienced seizures, brain bleeds, and problems with internal organs. When he was 45 days old, Schaefer and her husband made the difficult decision to remove life support. The day after Bryson died, a nurse suggested a first bath for their daughter, Holland.
And they got out this little bitty pink hospital basin, this little tub that was too big for her, and this heat lamp. And we got this really great photo, and nurse said, how many people does it take to give a 2-pound baby a bath? And we're all smiling, 5. And that was a really pivotal moment in our life because I didn't really know how to go forward.
Holland spent 99 days in the NICU. After that experience, Schaefer was glad to be home, but she missed the daily connections with hospital staff and other NICU families. When Holland was 2 years old, the NICU parent navigator job opened up, and it seemed like a natural fit for Schaefer, even though her background is in real estate, not healthcare. 8 years later, Schaefer's office, with huge glass windows, is the first thing you see when walking into the unit. It's filled with stuffed animals, infant clothes, and a bowl of chocolate to entice parents to sit down and talk. Schaefer also works to get families connecting with each other.
We try and get creative with some of our offerings. We've done National Fried Chicken Day, a quirky celebration, but, you know, it kind of creates a giggle, and then people are curious, like, the NICU celebrating National Fried Chicken Day? Let's go see what it's about. And then just to be able to serve them up a meal, and connections are made.
Another piece of Schaefer's job is advocating for families with hospital administrators. She helped design the new NICU that opened 2 years ago to be as parent and baby friendly as possible. Right now, she's pushing for a more relaxed visitors policy. No visitors are allowed at shift change when confidential information is exchanged. It's a holdover from the days when the unit was open with no private rooms.
You know, if my neighbor's here and she's my best friend and she can help me while I'm breastfeeding or get me a tissue or get me a drink, then why not let her stay when you can shut my door and give me some privacy and then I won't overhear the confidential exchange of information that happens at shift change.
I know. Not your mama.
Not your mama.
Back to mama.
But one of the best job perks for Schaefer is celebrating family milestones. And a recent day brings a big one. A parade of doctors and nurses are stopping by Emily Brisler's room to say goodbye and take pictures. After 127 days in the NICU, she is finally making her escape.
Howdy, howdy.
Congratulations.
How are you doing?
Very good. Well, time to go home.
Time to go home.
Okay. I got the discharge summary and everything.
Brisler is thrilled to be going home to her husband and kids, but sad, too, to say goodbye to the support network of Schaefer and all the NICU staff. She says it's a little like trading one family for another. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
To see a slideshow of Emily Brisler leaving the NICU after her long stay, go to alaskapublic.org.